Finally today, how to make yodeling hip. Seriously. Reporter E. Okobi tells us about a Berlin-based singer who gives this traditional art form some versatility.
For Doreen Kutzka, yodeling is a way of life.
I start yodeling with 6 years. There was a woman in my village, and she gave yodeling lessons for kids. And I said, oh, wow, I want to learn it. It's funny. It's loud.
Kutzka began performing as a kid in the small East German town where she was raised. At one point, she was even featured yodeling on TV in a dirndl. As she got older, Kutzka found yodeling a little bit embarrassing, so she stopped for a while. She rediscovered yodeling in her 20s after moving to Berlin, where she tended bar and DJed at clubs.
I was behind the DJ booth and just covered from the rest and start yodeling just to check it out. Do the people recognize that? And it was fun.
Kutzka started a band with Uta Waldhausen. The two were from different towns but met as teenagers at punk rock parties. Waldhausen says both moved to Berlin around the same time and kept in touch.
One day Doreen came to me and told me that she told somebody she has a band and he was kind of, oh, okay, cool, then do you like to play next week?
Of course it was a lie. And then we just practiced for 2 weeks for our first concert.
And Parabels was born. The women have performed together since 1999. Kutzka has also collaborated with a wide variety of Berlin-based artists. She's merged yodeling with everything from performance art to dubstep to classic American country music.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I'd happened to see.
This is Kutzka's version of Tennessee Waltz, done by her group Kutzkalina and the Devil's Harmonica, a collaboration between Kutzka and British-born performer Malcolm Arison. Arison introduced Kutzka to country music.
I was pleased to hear a kind of music which is so pure and with so nice lyrics as well. And, of course, I enjoyed the yodeling in it.
And Kutzka wants others to enjoy yodeling, too. She runs yodeling workshops from a hair salon in the Turkish enclave of Kreuzberg.
I thought it was a really nice idea in the barbershop. It doesn't look like a barbershop. And it's a very, very nice room. And in wintertime, you have an oven in the corner. And it's cozy and nice there.
The quirky workshops have garnered Kutzka international attention. They also supplement earnings from concerts and tours that don't always pay so well. In addition to her performances and various collaborations, Kutzka directs a woman's choir that rehearses every week at a friend's cafe in the trendy neighborhood of Mitte. Germany subsidizes many artists like Kutzka. But as the cost of living creeps up in Berlin, she worries that unconventional and experimental artistic careers like hers will soon be a thing of the past. For the world, I'm E. Okobi, Berlin.
I'm not even going to try yodeling, but you can watch Doreen Kutzka yodel the country classic Tennessee Waltz at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.